Jeb Bush, Trump's immigration policies would mean fewer Olympic medals for USA. By Warner Todd Houston on August 4, 2021. In a Tuesday tweet, open borders advocate and losing GOP presidential candidate Jeb Bush accused President Donald Trump's exclusionary immigration policies of holding back America's medal count at the Tokyo Olympics. The former Florida governor's August 3 tweet revealed that he somehow imagines Trump's immigration policies have prevented U.S. athletes from achieving even greater heights. I wonder how our medal totals would be if we had an exclusionary immigration system which we have had for the last few years. My heart swells for all of our medalists, including those whose families have come from far-off lands to love our country, Bush wrote. The claim that our medal count is off, though, makes little sense. Even as he wrote his tweet, the U.S. was the leader in medals, taking 79 total, with 25 golds, 31 silvers, and 23 bronzes. Only China came close with 32 golds, 22 silvers, and 16 bronzes for a total of 70 medals. Perhaps Jeb was misled by the fact that two of the most high-profile, woke U.S. athletes were shut out of the top prize when the U.S. women's national protest team and anti-American hammer thrower Gwen Berry were skunked. Spencer Platt / Getty Images. Still, immigration has nothing whatever to do with America's position as a sports leader. It is our culture and personal freedoms that have made the difference, not immigration policies. Firstly, our culture values winning. But more importantly, our freedoms allow people who excel at something to dedicate their lives to achieving a personal goal without government or society barring their path. However, showing how idiotic Jeb's point is, China's medal count is only inches away from America's right now. And that country has little by way of immigration. If immigration were the source of sports excellence, China would not be a few medals shy of the U.S. total and they certainly wouldn't be leading us in gold, it would be dozens shy of that mark. In fact, Japan, which also has little by way of immigration, is in third place in the medal count with 40 total medals as of the writing of this piece. Finally, how odd is it for a man in such a high position to think we should craft a national immigration policy just to improve our Olympics medal count? Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.